Hi, did you know that urine was once used as laundry detergent? So ancient Romans used urine as laundry detergent. They used it for its ammonia content, which helped clean the clothing. They collected both human and animal urine for this. That is disgusting. I imagine I'd be very pissy back then because I wouldn't be thrilled with the smell and how, you know, if I wouldn't be able to hang around with people that smelled like piss. I'd be very pissed off about this. But yeah, that's what they did back in the day. Just stuff that you learn. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind a Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So the first act, Original Anger. So the song is called Time for War, and it's very heavier than their other songs that they have. And the message, they're not condoning war, but it's just something that, you know, seems to be happening. Like, it's part of history, part of time, you know. A lot of times, unfortunately, I wish there wasn't a need for it, but I guess it keeps happening. But this band is awesome. They always do something different, which I love, and I appreciate that. And they're always down to send me music, and yeah, so they sent me this song. It's definitely heavier than their other songs, and I like that. I like that they're trying new things. So this is Time for War by Original Anger. So that was Time for War by Original Anger. And this next act, he's a solo artist that just does everything on his own, and I give him so much credit for that, called Dead Drugs. And this song is called Closet Songs. So basically, he's going to release some new stuff in August. So this was from the EP that he released in February. So I really love the surf guitar effect that he's doing that while he's drumming. So he's doing this solo while he's also drumming. It blows my mind that it's just one person doing all this. Like, that is so cool. That is like the coolest thing. I like want him to do like a tour and like come to Connecticut, because that like blows my mind. It's just cool that he did that solo while he's drumming. I can't imagine how hard that is. So like, even doing a guitar solo as a guitarist myself, like, I have to put like a ton of thought into that. You know, sometimes some solos don't come naturally to me. Sometimes I have to like really put thought and like try to figure out where it goes in a beat, try to figure out if I'm in tune or in time, and that's hard in itself. So I give them a lot of credit for that. So this song is awesome. This is Closet Songs by Dead Drugs.
I don't
So that was Closet Songs by Dead Drugs. And this next band are called Tokyo Knives. They're a band that started in Sweden. So they started as a side project in 2001, which that was a very long time ago. By then, I was probably still wearing butterfly clips and asking people for ASL. And probably still on AIM under Guitarra Chica 131. And so it started off as a side project, and one of the members of the band, they would communicate by email, and they would go back and forth between Tokyo and Stockholm just to do this band. Like, that's dedication right there. It's hard to find people that are super dedicated and, you know, will back their words up. So basically they'll say, hey, let's do this band, let's start it, and they'll actually follow through instead of just, you know, leaving it fall through the cracks. I have nothing but respect for that. And the fact that they started in 2001 as a side project is definitely not a side project now. I mean, look at, we're in 2025, y'all. So this song is awesome. Lots of energy, lots of, it's just a very energetic, fun song. So this is I Keep Thinking About You by Tokyo Knives. So that was I Keep Thinking About You by Tokyo Knives. And this next band, they're from Pennsylvania, Bad to Worse. So they just released an album called These Are Our Streets. It's out everywhere. You can find it on their Bandcamp, everywhere. So the song that they provide is Cost of Living. So they're a punk rock slash oi band. They can be described as passionate and aggressive, which I highly agree with that. And one of the lyrics of this song that I really liked was sitting around waiting for things to change until the Reaper comes. And I love that line of the song because, you know, if you sit around and you wait for things to change or if you don't take action, yeah, your time's up. Like, you only have a limited time on earth before your time is up. So I really like the message of this song. I definitely think it's a really cool message to just try to, like, push yourself forward and just, you know, through all the bullshit and everything. So yeah, I really like this band. So this is called Cost of Living by Bad to Worse.
Why don't you take a fucking risk? Take a razor, write it on your wrist. Lost with no clue how to begin. On your midstart with the first brick. Sit round waiting for things to change. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let all the Reaper
So that was Cost of Living by Bad to Worse. And we're at the last song of the episode. Thank you guys for checking out the show and for listening to all the bands that have sent me their songs. I'm always looking for music. So if you have any tunes you want me to play in the show, feel free to send it to izzysmut@gmail.com. Make sure it's a WAVE or MP3 file. I cannot download Spotify or any other YouTube or other links. I just need the files. So yeah, thank you guys for listening and spreading the word about the show. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you guys checking in. So the Slax Act, they're from the UK, and I played them on my show before called The Grifters. And this song is from their debut album, Born to Be a Grifter. It's out right now, and they're a garage punk band. This song is called Going Solo. It's short, sweet, to the point, no bullshit, and that's what I love about it, and it's raw. So check it out. So it's Going Solo by The Grifters and Brought Out.